Everyone, this is Bobby Elias. Let's create a better world and healthy aging. There are two themes. And as I've said, between Thanksgiving and New Year's, we're going to be doing a lot of shows about preparing for the holidays and getting ready for the new year. And we're talking about everything you can think of. Today, we're going to talk to our first guest about exercise, staying in shape, dance. Our second guest will be talking about overindulgence of food, especially alcohol. We have a lot of that. It's a major problem, and he went through it himself. And this should be a great show. Plus, we're going to have solutions and give you some ideas on how you can live better. In the second half of the show, we're also going to talk about how you can change your whole life through the power of your mind, through your thought. For example, if you're having weaknesses, stress, or overindulgence during the holidays, we're going to give you some tips on how to avoid that, how to beat it. Okay, let's get to our first guest. His name is Caesar. His name is Little Caesar, and he is a hip-hop dancer, artist. He runs a school called the Hip Hop School of the Arts. He's executive director and founder, and they have a new building in Pomona, California. A wonderful, this guy's got a group called Air Force Crew. They've traveled around the world and done great dancing. And I'll mention, too, what he and I did as we go along in the conversation. Okay, Caesar, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you for welcoming. It was really great to actually see you and really hooking up again. It's really awesome, the fact that, you know, here we are, you know, a few years when we started working together and in 2001. And it was really awesome that you had a great production with a company that, you know, you guys were putting together to promote a product that, you know, this corporate company actually was hiring some dancers and bring, you know, some just bring really bring excitement and advertising through dance. You know, it's amazing that dance makes always a powerful impact and in our lives and in other people's lives. You know, it's people use it as, you know, like you said, you know, like marketing. People use it as, you know, getting in shape. You know, people use it as also a getaway, you know, because there's so many stuff going on and problems. You know, people need to, you know, really release some emotions. So they use, you know, this beautiful, awesome dance, you know, in many different ways.
Okay, great. First call, second call. All right, we have... Caesar's a substitute. We had Lisa Carlin, if you heard the promo during the week, we had a lady that is not on with us. She'll be on the next week or two, hopefully. Lisa Carlin is a vegan. She's with a group called Committee for Social Responsible Medicine, Committee for Physicians for Social Responsible Medicine. And she was going to talk on the show about foods, what to eat, being a vegan, eating better, and taking care of your body in that way and talking about other things of that sort. But instead, Little Caesar's here with me, and our second guest will be Stefan Rudolph. He'll be coming on to talk about overindulgence, over-drinking, the power of the mind, how we can change all that and become more like he did. He's going to tell his story and how we do this, and we're going to encourage you to get ready for the holidays in this overall show. And the next 2 weeks, most of the office at PRN may be closed. They're going to do reruns for a lot of shows. Hopefully, I'll be able to get a show in there if I send it to them by email. So we're going to try that for next week. What we have on at this moment, I'm not sure. However, thank you for calling. My name is Bobby Elias. Again, the show is Let's Create a Better World. Today with Little Caesar, we're going to talk about exercise, about dance, staying in shape. A lot of people calling this show are into healthy aging. Aging starts at a young age, believe it or not. So we want you to go out and get fit because we're going to, it's the holidays. It's still every time we have to stay exercise, fit, running, walking, going to the park, dancing. There's all sorts of dances. We're going to talk about that with Little Caesar. So our first thing with Caesar is to talk about his take on exercise and why exercise is important and why dance is important. Caesar, go right ahead.
Well, Bob, you know, as me as a dancer, I've been a dancer over 30 years and still loving it, you know, just like when I started when I was 12 years old. You know, I've been involved in hip-hop since day one back in 1982. And I just fell in love with this beautiful dance. I didn't know that it was even hip-hop at that time. You know, I just fell in love with this, you know, most people, you know, in the media call it breakdancing. But, you know, the right terminology is actually b-boying. Now, in b-boying, you know, it's so amazing because, you know, when people see us spinning on our heads, spinning on our backs, doing flips and all doing all kinds of sorts of, moves, you know, some of them they think is easy. Some of them they think, oh, well, you know, you can learn that in about, you know, in a month. But, no, it actually takes about 5 years to actually develop a move. You know, sometimes 10 years to even master one. So, you know, so we basically, where I'm going with this is we train like athletes, you know, so it's very important for us to be disciplined in knowing also the type of food that we're eating and also, most importantly, the type of water that we need to drink because we all dehydrated. Our muscles need a percent of our brain, it also needs about 80% of water, you know. So water is very important to us. I drink a lot of water. I drink about 65 ounces of water a day, which I'm about one. So half of that is, it's about 65, 70 ounces. So that's basically how many ounces of water I drink a day.
Okay, here's a question for you, Caesar. What about before and after you're going to exercise? What should you do? Take your time on this, so I have to.
Well, you know, before we start dancing, first and foremost, specifically if I'm going to perform, you know, and I'm going to actually perform for a good hour, you know, when I'm on tour, basically, what happens is, like, first and foremost, I have to eat anything that I have to have carbohydrates, you know, and just prepare my body. And I have to eat 2 hours before. So then it gives time, you know, for my body to digest the food, you know, and just really drink also, you know, as you eat, it's not so much that you have to drink a lot of water, but you got to have some type of fluids. But you know, after that, after an hour, I drink a lot of hour, like I said, since about 65 to 70 ounces of water a day to just prepare my muscles, to prepare my body, you know. We go into this warm-up session, you know, between, you know, 15 to 20 minutes. We actually warm up. We heat up the body because it's so important to heat, you know, to warm up. You know, so what we do is, you know, we do a lot of exercise, you know, we do a lot of running in place, you know, a lot of top rocking, what we call when we first dance, we go into the dance of b-boying and break dancing, you know, and we want to just get our muscles prepared. We want to warm up. We want to heat up the body, you know. So this is so important because if we don't do that, then after the show or the next day, guess what? where actually our muscles are sore, you know, our joints, you know, they just, it don't feel good, you know. So that's why it's very important for us to, you know, once we warm, we actually stretch, you know, for a good 10 minutes. And we do many, many different stretches, you know, to prepare ourselves, you know, make sure that there's no injuries that are happening, you know, and, you know, which is for us very important because we want to be able to actually maintain. And once we do that, we're ready to go. We exercise and you know, we start to, you know, do all the proper warm-ups.
Good, good. Excellent, Caesar. Now, for the holidays, that's what we're talking about on the show this week, about how what you can do to go keep from going off track. We, in our case today with you, I'm going to talk about more about exercise, about dance, and about how you can live longer and be healthier with that. So let's continue with that theme, if you don't mind.
Yes, you said it. It's the holiday season, you know, it's really, this is the time where, you know, where you get the family, right? You know, and then you have all sorts of foods. And basically, you know, it's you can really start to either, you know, gain weight or start not eating the proper foods, you know. And, you know, it's really, really important to know that, you know, we still have our bodies, you know, hydrated. You know, and we're eating the proper food, you know, and I think, you know, when Christmas comes around, it's really important that this is a time of spending money with spending time with your valuable time with the family. And, you know, I'm also a Christian, you know, so it's not just the fact that you spend time with the family, but it is a time of harmony, of time of remembering, you know, how when Jesus died and what he, and what that really means, you know. So, you know, so for me, it's very valuable that, you know, I spend valuable times, you know, with my family, but also be in harmony and speak about what we really care about and what really makes a difference in our lives, you know. So, and I know that, you know, food, you say that what you eat is what you are, right? So, you know, we have our traditions, you know, as being a Salvadorian, you know, from El Salvador, you know, we really love our pupusas, you know, and it's just a really great time, you know, to really maintaining, you know, to drink enough water and also eat the proper foods.
Beautiful, beautiful. That's great. For those that are coming in a little late, I'm Bobby Elias. The name of the show is Let's Create a Better World and Power and Healthy Aging. And I'm speaking with Little Caesar. He runs a school of the arts, a school of hip hop arts, and it's here in Pomona, California, where I'm at with him right now. And he is talking about exercise, staying in shape. Caesar's a world class hip hop champion and artist, and does many, many shows around the world. And he's opened up a huge, beautiful, beautiful studio over here in Pomona, and they're going to do all sorts of things with kids, teaching kids lots of things, not only equipment, but DJing, music, dance, and many, many more things. And in fact, he's even invited me to come over and give a salsa dance class. I am a salsa dance teacher. And that's how I met Little Caesar. We met 15 years ago when KB Products out of Chicago was looking for a person to put together a dance team. And they found me. And I put together a dance team, and one of the first people was Little Caesar. He was kind of running the hip-hop section of what we did, because we did hip-hop, and we did salsa. I was doing the salsa with some great, great dancers, and we had a great time going around. And this, I can never forget this guy. He is such a great hip-hop dancer. But so let's switch the subject, because we're coming to the end of our segment, Caesar. Let's talk about your advice to people as far as the holidays, as far as what they can do to stay in shape again, more walking, exercise, dance. Just give me a few minutes on that, if you could, please.
Yes, thank you, Bob, for this great comments. It's really, really awesome. We did have a wonderful time, you know, with this product that we were marketing and promoting. And yes, you know, this times, like I mentioned, you know, it's very important, you know, for people to not just eat but also exercise. You know, me as how I stay in shape is I dance. You know, I'm 45 years old now, and I spin on my head like a 16 year old. But why is that? Because, you know, I make sure that I exercise. You know, I got to make sure that I exercise, and that's what keeps me in shape. You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, at the age of 45, you know, people give up when they're like 27, 28, break dances, because it takes so much out of you. This type of dance takes so much out of you, you know, and, you know, I'm 45. I'm like double the years, and I feel really great. I feel like a youngster, man. You know, when I get out there with the kids and we start to dance, my energy level is up there, you know, and they're like, how did you do it? Well, I'm just here where you're, you know, the same thing. I continue to exercise and be here and train. So it's really, really important for everyone out there that's really listening, you know, to really empower yourself to drink, you know, the proper water. You know, I drink this amazing water called Kangen water, which is really amazing for the body, you know, and, and I make sure that I eat properly, you know, and I get all my, you know, all my meals, you know, so then I can really have the energy, have the strength, you know, and really just most importantly, enjoying life, you know, because I think that's what we're here for. We're really here to enjoy life. And really, you know, if we're going to pass away, we need to pass by just of old age, not because of diseases or, you know, or cancer and diabetes and all these things that are out there that really people don't know what they're really drinking, like all the Gatorades, the sodas. Those things are like chemicals to the body, chemical, you know, the sugar, you know, the, you know, even the, you know, there's a lot of people that are promoting like all the natural drinks, man, they're very, very, very acidic, you know, so you don't want to put more acidic into your body, because then that means that you're, you know, and also the type of food, all the frying things, the free radicals that goes into your bloodstream system. You know, basically, the free radicals are very much your worst enemy. When it comes to free radicals, when it comes to the acidity, you know, they're really your worst nightmare. That's what you want to get out of your body. So if you're eating all this type of food, you're making sure that you're also drinking the correct amount of water and the correct water as well, and you exercise by getting rid of all the toxins out of your body and all the free radicals out of your body, so then, and then you can actually drink and eat 80% of alkaline foods, which means all the greens, everything that have to do with greens, everything that have to do with alkaline, you know, and make sure that you only eat 20% of acidic foods, you know, but you know, with that being said, I found that also very kind of crazy, because if you go to Japan, this is how they eat. The Japanese are the oldest human beings that actually that last more than any other human beings. Why is that? Because they eat 80% of alkaline foods and 20% of acidic foods. Here in America, unfortunately, we do it backwards. You know, we have, and that's what we need to be conscious about, you know, because, you know, if not, you're going to end up in the hospital and also people say this, man, all those foods are expensive. Eating healthy is expensive. No, you know what's really expensive? Having a heart transplant, having a hip bone transplant. That's really expensive. So, you know, you got to take care of your body. You got to really be conscious of what you're intaking.
Great, great. Okay, you know, I want to say something else about Little Caesar. Caesar, you know, hip-hop is kind of a dance that people learn in neighborhoods, in the streets. It's not a rich man's dance. It's not necessarily a poor man's dance, but it's a great dance to get kids off the street doing something. And this kid right here, and they're sitting next to me, he changed his whole life by getting not just into hip-hop, but getting into it professionally. Traveling around the world, meeting great people, learning on this in the world about the world and everything else. The guy is just fabulously. I'm really happy and proud of him, and I'm glad he can be our backup guest today. Our first guest will be probably on the next week or two. I'm Bobby Elias. This is Let's Create a Better World, and I'm speaking to Little Caesar, who runs a hip hop art school here, hip hop school of the arts. Okay. We got to finish up, Caesar, and you mentioned we talked about water, and I want you to go ahead and give me your final thoughts for about 2 minutes. But water, let me say something about water. He mentioned he drinks a certain kind of water that's alkaline. That's great. The body, our bodies are full of acid. We're acidic. Almost all of us are. But if you drink alkaline water, and you don't drink it all the time, but just drink it, it will keep your body balanced. You want to have a pH 7.2, 7.4, and that pH test, you can go to the health stores and ask them if you want to test yourself on a pH level, and you can find out where you stand with that. But water is so, so, so important. So be sure to drink lots of water in the holidays. Now, and when do you drink water? Well, in the morning, get up and drink one or two glasses. That's what I do. And you want to have water before the meal. You don't want to have the water after the meal, because then you're going to, everything in your stomach, the food you just ate, doesn't get a chance to be naturally enzymed. Enzymes are, your saliva are natural enzymes, and they work to digest your food the right way. If you flush it with a whole lot of water, like the saying in this country is, get just some water to flush it down, or just to shut it down. That's the worst thing you can do. Have your water before, 5 to 30 minutes before you eat. If you have to, 1 minute before. But have it before, and that is what you have to do to get water in your system. But drink a lot of water every day. That's the bottom line you're saying. Okay, so, Caesar, as we wrap it up, I want you to give your final thoughts to our people about how and what they can do preparing for the holidays, getting ready for the holidays, being in the holidays, as far as what you see as far as dance, exercise, or anything else you want to say.
Yeah, you know, Bob, first and foremost, yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, it's funny that we keep continue talking about water, you know, but why is that? You know, because our body is really, our body is made up of 75% water. So if our body is 75% water, wouldn't it make sense to drink water? So, and if you're not giving water to your body, then, and if it's 75%, then what are you giving to your body? Soda, alcohol, sugar, you know, and that eventually it's all acidic. So once you start drinking all that, the age process, you're making it go faster. Basically, you're aging faster because you have all this stuff that is inside of you. So, you know, like I said, the brain needs about 80%. The lungs needs about 80%. You know, the muscles need about 75% water. You know, so it's really, really important, and that you drink the type of water you're drinking, which is, you know, the alkaline. I have a machine that makes all that, so it's really, really cool that I drink it. I drink it all the time, you know, and it keeps me hydrated. It keeps me, gives me energy. You know, it takes all my acids out of my system, the food that I consume, you know, and it just, you know, but I don't get sick. Do you know that I don't get sick?
I don't get sick.
I don't know about you guys out there, but I don't get sick. And then why is that? Because our lifestyle, you know, exercising, drinking the right amount of water, drinking the type of water as well, and then eating the proper foods. Basically, not only that, but you got to also have a great attitude, man. You know, like, you know, sometimes circumstances get a hold of you, and then that's also acidic. That's not good for you. So I'm always happy. I really am. I'm always happy. I'm always enjoying life. So, you know, people were like, they say, oh, don't get close to me. You're going to get sick. I'm like, no, I don't get sick. Because my immune system is so powerful. I could be around sick people. I can go to the hospital, and I don't get sick. I don't. I mean, I don't know when was the last time I got sick. Literally, it's because I exercise. Once again, you know, the holiday seasons are here. Sometimes we forget about everything, but we still got to be conscious in whatever holidays that you're in. So we're all, you know, pretty much, you know, people that are listening to this amazing show called, you know, Let's Make a Better World, you know, Let's Create a Better World. You know, it's really up to you to do that or not. You know, the platform is here. Consciousness is here. You can always tune into this amazing show. And I think health is one of the most amazing gifts that God has given us. And we got to share it. You got to cherish it, you know. And if you're not, then you're going to end up in the hospital or a transplant or diabetes or cancer. You know, Bob, you know what the cure of cancer is? People are looking for the cure of cancer in the outside. You know what the cure, for me, the cure of cancer is your immune system. And if you give the immune system what it needs, saying the immune system is going to go take care of whatever's going on in your body. It's kind of like a car. Car needs what to go? Gasoline, right? Imagine putting water in your gas tank. What would happen? Well, that's what all of us are doing. We're not, instead of giving it water, we're giving it soda. Instead of giving it, you know, we're giving it all these things that are just it's not healthy for your body. So me as a dancer is so important, and it's so, have to have all the awareness, because when I dance, my body talks to me. It tells me, hey, I don't like this, and I got to pay attention to what my body is telling me. And that's why I can do incredible things at my age, and I will continue to do so, because I can spin in my head faster than a spinning bullet, man. You know? So people are like, man, how do you go fast? I say, well, you know, it's just, you know, I do certain things that most people don't do. You know, so I'm really, really glad, you know, that you brought me on this show. You know, let's make a better world in these beautiful times of, you know, of holidays, spending time with the family, and spread the word, you know, the importance of eating alkaline, and also, you know, drinking the right type of water, which if you do drink the right type of water, you know, it will give you, you know, alkaline, takes all the acids out of your system, and, you know, it's anti-inflammatory as well, you know, and not only that, but the right type of water, when you drink it, it doesn't just go to your stomach and you get bloated. The right type of water, it hydrates you. Right away, it hydrates you. It goes into your body, in 30 seconds, it's all over your body. You know, and that's the type of water that I drink. It's called Kangen water. So, but Bob, thank you. I am happy to be here with you, chatting, you know, and really contributing to this amazing, beautiful world that God has given us. And, you know, let's really make a better world, you know, by sharing this amazing wisdom of information to people that are not aware of, that are out there, that they're searching, you know, how to lose weight, that they're searching how to cure themselves, that are really want to get out of the hospital, you know, they're having health challenges, you know. I think this information, hopefully it has empowered you and helped you, and you continue to listen to this show, because I'm sure that Bob brings some amazing people to the show to share and bring you some valuable information. So people that are looking for a better way of living in their health, they can be empowered by that.
Okay, don't go away, because I want you to give your contact information briefly. And I wanted to say this about not getting sick. I have been sick since 1980, September. That's 34 years plus. And because back in the late 70s, I really got into health as a vegetarian, as a vegan, raw foods and exercise, lots of water, lots of juices. Oh, raw, beautiful juices. And just thinking positive, harmony, peace, love. You know, if you put your mind to it, you can do anything. That's what this show is all about. So let's create a better world. And the second thing is...
Hey, Bobby, Stefan, I just got on here, speaking of creating a better world,
no,
right?
No. Yeah, hold on. I'll be right with you. I'm going to introduce you in a second. Thank you. That's our second guest. We've all had a little trouble with the phone, so please excuse us for that. But I just want to say, before Caesar goes, I want to give quick contact information. But water is so important, and health is so important. So, Caesar, can you sign up by giving your contact information?
Okay, sure, Bob. This is my contact information. First and foremost, we're here at the Hip Hop School of Arts. We're in the city of Pomona, California. Our address here is 499 North Gary Avenue, like I said, in the city of Pomona. You can log into our website, which is www.hiphopschoolofarts.org. www.hiphopschoolofarts.org. Or you can even call us here at area code 909-622-4472. And if you want to know a little bit more about the water that I'm talking about, please email me. Definitely email me, 323, right? Actually, let me give you my email. I have to give you your phone number. But my email is Cesar, C-E-S-A-R, at hiphopschoolofarts.org. cesar@hiphopschoolawards.org. And, you know, be glad to pass on this information. If you want to dance, if you want to come and dance, do art, music, we have a full-on recording studio. We have a DJ room. We have an urban art room. We have three amazing sprung floors dance studios. You know, we have a business class here. We have a hip-hop library as well. And, you know, my wife and I are running the Hip-Hop School of Arts. My wife's name is Norma Humana. Amazing, powerful woman that, you know, one of the gifts that God's giving me. So, you know, by me sharing my life with her, and it's really, really great. Well, you know, we actually service the community here, kids that are from 8 to 18. Our programs are free. So you have no excuse or reason to come and exercise and take a class, you know. And, you know, once again, you know, check us out on the hiphopschoolawards.org website. And thank you, Bob, for having me here. Definitely, I think we're both committed to have a better world. You know, I say let go of a lot of negative stuff. I think once we let go of a lot of negative things, then we're able to provide, be in a better environment. So I think we're both committed to making a difference, you know, in health and people's lives, and, you know, to actually just be better people, you know, and consciousness, you know, as well. You know, so I thank God for giving me the this beautiful gift, you know, and I really, like I said, I always give it up to him because he's the one who, you know, gives me life, you know. And so thank you for having me. I'm glad that I was able to be of, you know, of service, you know, to you and bring some information from the dance world's perspective.
One of the great dancers of the world. I'm just proud to have him as a friend. And just so you know, it's a last-minute thing that Cesar jumped in here because our other guest, there was some trouble with the phones and getting hold of each other, but he's a great deal, and he didn't. Cesar, once you know, Joe, that the show goes all over the world. We have a lot of people in New York where the main studio is, so there is hip-hop in New York, too. There's hip-hop everywhere, all over the world. He can tell you because he's been all over Europe and other parts of the world doing shows. And even at this age, even at 45, the guy still looks young and moves like a youngster. And by the way, I'm a little older than him. I still dance like a youngster because I am a youngster. Mm-hmm. You are what you think. Don't forget that. You are exactly what you think. I get up in the morning and say, I'm beautiful, I'm great, I can do anything. And today I'm whatever years old I want to say. And I look in the mirror and I believe it. I also tell myself that I love myself. It's important to love yourself before you love anyone or anything else. All right. Our next guest is on the line right now. I want to introduce him in a second. Just want to let you know that our show is on every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. All you have to do to get in the show, I'll give you two ways to get in. On your computer, hit PRN, stands for Progressive Radio Network, .fm, as in Frank and Mary, PRN.fm. And you hear the show, you can go to the archives, punch in shows for previous shows, and there'll be detailed information about them. And also, if you're not near a computer or laptop, you want to hear the show on your phone, you can do that. Call area 712-432-7231. At the end of the show, I'll give my number out, and if you have any questions, please feel free to call me. Again, thank you so much, Cesar. You did great. And letting people know about exercise and water and how they can stay young and healthy like us. That's right. I'm using ourselves as examples. This guy is phenomenal. All right, let's get to our next guest, Stefan Rudolph. He is a computer guy. He's a webmaster. He does business on the online. And welcome to the show, Stefan. How you doing?
Good, Bobby. How's it going there?
Good. Give a little more background about yourself, because I only covered briefly what you do.
Yeah, Bobby, Stefan Rudolph here, and I work with Blackwood Industries. That's the name of our company out here, and we do web design, internet marketing, social media, and helping all types of businesses anywhere and everywhere grow online. And I've been in the industry for about 8 years myself and have been doing very well in helping others grow as far as getting their business to the next level. And also with you, Bobby, and your show and my writing as well. I'm an author, and I have a book coming out here next year in 2015. Called Barstool Knowledge, and I put a lot of time and, of course, experience in what we talk about, Bobby, as far as what I've been through with alcohol, with just the life in general of peer pressure, dealing with other things in life, and overcoming obstacles in every way. And your show is great, Bobby. I loved what Cesar had to say there and his information, too. He's the old-school guy of I like his business too, Hip Hop School of Arts. And he's 45, I'm 43, so we're right in that same Generation X crowd there from the 70s there. So great show, Bobby. And
Great. Oh, Stefan, let me cut in real quick here. I wanted to let our listeners know that with you and I right now and with Peter just now, we're going to talk about how people can get ready for the holidays through food and through, in your case, because I want you to talk about how you drank, you should go to the bar all the time, and how you overcame it, how the gentleman we would talk about, how he encouraged you and taught you, and now you're up to go out there and teach and speak to people about how they can avoid, how they can stop such a deadly disease as alcoholism, and how they can turn their lives around like you and I have done so many years as far as our mind, how we stay positive and how we do all the things. So let's talk about your background as far as what you went through as a bar, drinking and in the bars. Go right ahead.
Yeah, exactly, Bobby. That's the best part that you emphasize is this being around the people that we surround ourselves with, and the environment I grew up in was in the restaurant and bar industry. So I myself just thought that was a normal thing to be in that type of environment all day, every day, and everyone drank. I thought everyone can handle their alcohol. Everyone's doing well. And growing up and being a part of the party atmosphere of in college and also in the workforce, when going out after work every night, it becomes a routine, a habit that we get into such a bad routine that we can't get out of it. And we still don't think it's a problem. We create denial in our lives. And what has happened in the past with me, about 7-8 years ago, I started surrounding myself with less positive people. I don't want to say negative, but it's not the best influence when you're around 8 or 9 alcoholics, druggies, or people that are not doing well in life. So it's really based on who you surround yourself with. And as you mentioned too, the power of the mind is a huge thing. When you're putting yourself around those type of people that have negative thoughts, that say, I can't do this, I can't do that, always complaining about the environment they're in, the world they're in, politics, whatever, they're always complaining about something. If you surround yourself with those people, you're going to become that person. And that's exactly what I did with my battle. As we mentioned before, I had epilepsy. I had 2 hernia surgeries, a pulmonary embolism, 3 endoscopies, and brain surgery back in 2007. And still battling all that, I was unable to snap, completely quit the alcohol until I started doing more meditation, prayer, in those areas of focusing on who I am and what I want to be, not what other people want me to be. Because that area of peer pressure and trying to fit in places is the exact reason why I drank. And that's why I speak to younger kids, usually 15 to 25, high school, college students, that are still battling that area of following and not leading. They first have to lead themselves. If they're continually following other people down this road of destruction, they're going to end up there. And still, all along, what alcohol does is kind of blurs our vision, blurs our mind, and not being able to see what's happening around us. The alcohol that is once a week or twice a week, it becomes normality. It's like, oh, I have to drink twice a week, and then it becomes 3 times. And then it becomes every day, Bobby, where we are in a routine that we cannot quit. And our conscious mind says, no, this is normal. So anything that is normal, whether it's good or bad, we have to maintain. And that comes from the ego. The ego in our mind and in our body says that we have to just maintain normality. The ego wants to be in control, and it has to be in control. So whether you're doing alcohol or drugs, it doesn't want to change, because changing that takes subconscious reasoning. And what I like to emphasize too is that we have to recognize addictive reasoning for us drinking and us using and us continually going down the wrong path. We have this thought in our mind that I need to drink after work. I need to drink at the end of the week, or it constantly comes up where we need some type of form of escape. And once I'm able to let these kids know at a younger age, especially 15 to 18, that they are in control of these thoughts and they are the master of their own mind, they can continually focus and grow in the area of positive thinking, where instead of drinking, they're going to choose working out. They're going to choose health. They're going to choose fitness. They're going to choose nutrition to focus on, like what you emphasized, Bobby. So that's the main area what I focus on.
Great, beautiful. I want to give some thoughts about getting ready for the holidays, and then you can fill in with whatever you'd like. We've only got about 8 or 9 minutes left, I believe. Okay, first of all, the holidays are a time for family, for friends, your loved ones, and for just being nice to people for once. Because, and it's a shame that people are just nice that one time of the year, Christmas. And they're, you know, like, for example, the main cities and counties and areas around the country, they gear in on 2 days, Christmas and Thanksgiving. They feed the poor. They feed the homeless. They take care of them for 1 day only. What about the rest of the year? So there's a lot of work to be done in that case. And, in fact, let me give a plug to the movie that we showed last week here in Pasadena, California. And Gary Knoll showed it in New York City. The show, we're trying to qualify it for an Oscar in the Best Documentary category. And I think we've got a good chance. It's a great film called Poverty, Inc. And I've got a number of people, new people, listening to this show that were there in Pasadena. I was there for all 7 days, and I was there for 3 or 4 shows a day. It was 4 shows every day. So I was there to give talks to people, get their information, and we're going to have more and more information about that movie. We're going to do much more work. I've got 3 places, including Berkeley, California, up north, that want to see the film. So I'm planning to go up there in the next few months to show it to 3 different areas. And now, let's get back to this, Stefan. First of all, foods. Eat healthier foods. Walk. Exercise. Be around positive people, not toxic people. And just gear in whatever you have to do. This is your time to make your dream come true. Make it a New Year's resolution. Make it a resolution that you start right now, today. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's right on the money, Bobby. I actually have a new girlfriend in my life, and she has been helping me. She's a vegetarian and going vegan, and I would say I'm about 80% vegetarian. Occasionally, I will eat a few foods, but I've been doing really well with her and seeing the difference and feeling the difference. And just as we speak yesterday, I kind of broke down and had to have a quesadilla, which is, it had some chicken in it, and I tell you the difference I feel this morning. I could not get out of bed. I was just sluggish, and everything that we put in our body is what happens to our mind and physically the next day, the 24 to 48-hour period. It just slows us down. And what you're saying around this time of the year, Bobby, the holiday season, we start overindulging and eating too much and just stuffing ourselves. You know, Thanksgiving, you eat the turkey, you're sleeping for the next 24 hours. You know, it's good to be with family. It's good to be with people. But for some reason in our society, we have thought of, oh, well, we always gain 10 pounds or 15 pounds in the holiday season. And I've been struggling with that because it is true. It's all around us. People want to overindulge and eat too much, just too much partying, especially too much drinking. This is only my third Christmas without alcohol in probably 25 years. But the first Christmas, I just saw the difference because I could remember the difference. Because with alcohol, it was just a big blur. You get drunk. You forget things. You're not paying. You black out, basically. That's how bad I got. And now I'm able to remember these good times with my family, with my friends, and be around people, and also focus and let people know about health and limiting the amount of food we're eating and staying healthy, being even more active physically, getting workouts more actively in the Christmas time and holiday season. That's exactly what I'm trying to do more of, is just work out twice as much because I'm eating twice as much, I know. So that's a good routine for all of us to stay focused on.
Great, beautiful, great advice. You know, I want to let our listeners know I'm speaking to Stefan Rudolph. He's a webmaster. He's a businessman that does social media work. And he changed his life from an alcoholic to what he is now, which is a health coach, coach on living better, thinking better, using the power of the mind. And I'm so happy. You know, the way I met you was almost a year ago. One of the guys with the Gary Knoll Health Support Group, which I run, was at a health show. It was called the Raw Living Expo, I believe. And he told me about this amazing, he told me that he met you, an amazing guy that changed his life around, and you got to go meet this guy, he told me. So I went and met you. And from then on, the story goes that, I've been getting you on radio once in a while, and I just appreciate your friendship and your story. Your story is one for other people, and I want you to talk about that, how, before I get into that, I want to say eating. One of the ways to avoid eating too much, here's a key, chew your food, eat slow, put less food on your plate. And if you chew slower, it's a thing in your brain called the apostat. The apostat, if you eat fast, the apostat's not going to tell you that you're full.
If you eat slow, that apostat will tell you, okay, you're getting full, stop. And that way you can eat less. You take your hand and take the size of a fist. That's the size of your stomach. Do you want to overeat it? People eat five times the size of their stomach. Some of these big, big, huge guys eat 10 times that amount. I've seen guys, unbelievable amounts of food that they've eaten. So anyway, let's get back to your advice to people who can change their life from alcohol or overindulging or whatever they're doing. Yeah, how much you encourage them and tell them what they can do for the New Year's and for the Christmas holidays. Go right ahead.
You know, that's a great point, Bobby, because eating is an example of an addiction. And it's something that when we eat, you know, it takes about 20 minutes for our stomach to process this and say, hey, I'm full. And we can still be stuffing ourselves. And that's what happens every time is people overindulge and they don't realize they're full until, like you said, their stomach is five or six times more full than it should be. And that's perfect because I've been doing that. I've been chewing my food slower and just indulging in actually water is what I do. You know, I drink a lot of water before I eat and think about what I'm going to eat and make sure it's healthy. And that's the biggest part of our life is to be aware, consciously aware of what we're doing. And I know Caesar had mentioned this too, but the conscious mind is huge to be aware of what's going in our body. A little part about my story too is the partying that I did in college, the drinking, the extravagant life of continually just partying my butt off was it just became routine where I didn't know any different. And the thing that changed my life, I had a DUI back in 2012, Bobby, and you think that would be an eye-opener, but I had one before, and it didn't change my life. This time around, in 2012, I said, this is it. If I saw what the other side of life looked like if I kept drinking. And I saw it in jail. I saw it with homeless people, people that were my age at 40 years old that looked like they were 60. And I said, I cannot be doing this. And I had to shift my awareness, my conscious awareness of what alcohol was doing to me, what drugs did to people. I saw the worst in the meth addicts and heroin people in there. But I was thankful every moment. Like you say, Bobby, I had to be thankful for what was going on. I said, thank you, God, for putting me here. Thank you, God. People were looking at me like, what are you doing in here? Because I did not fit in jail very well. You look at me as a businessman, and they're like, were you laundering money? I said, no, I got a DUI. And that awareness, though, is what snapped into my reality saying, I have to shift into a new dimension of change, of thought, of everything in my life. If I want to live, if I want to grow, not just survive, but take it to the next level, and if I don't want to be back in here again or 6 feet under, I need to shift my mind and my thoughts. And that's what I started doing, one meditation at a time, one prayer at a time, one breath at a time, and then also writing that book, Barstool Knowledge, about the thoughts that go in our head when we want to drink, when we want to take drugs, me being aware before I drank, just understanding why my body needed it, why my mind wanted it, and how I could reprogram my mind, what I like to call Control-Alt-Delete, which means to reboot your mind and do something different. So it's a big part of my book and my life now is to help people be consciously aware that there are other areas in life besides alcohol, besides drugs, and I can totally see why kids and any type of person that has been drinking their whole life knows no other way. They say, how do you live without alcohol? And after about 6 months of sobriety, I saw the light, and I have not gone back because it's just a shift that I'm consciously aware every day of how healthy and how good my life is now, one breath at a time.
Great, great, wonderful. Now, you know, because this show is being pre-recorded, as soon as they play the music, which might be in 5 or 10 minutes, I've got 30 seconds to get off. So I want to right now, first of all, thank some of the people that have been involved with this show from New York to L.A., and I want to let our listeners know that the next 2 weeks we're going to be doing more talking about preparing for the new year. We've been talking about, first it was Thanksgiving and Christmas, now we're going to talk about the new year. Get ready for it because it's coming, and you can put your mind, and you got to, so many people make resolutions, but they don't keep them. So I'm telling you, this year, keep it. Make one goal, two goals, or one big one and two or three small ones, but make sure you hit the big one. All right, so I want to first say, I want to thank the people that were helped put this show together, starting with our Progressive Radio Network director in New York, Jason. I want to thank the engineer today, John. Also, Casey does a lot of great work.
I want to thank our L.A. producer, Jimmy D., our associate producer in L.A., Stuart Hassel. I want to thank our guest today, Little Caesar from the Hip Hop School of the Arts, and Stefan Rudolph, who's still on the phone right now. So, and I want to thank you, the listeners, for coming in. So as soon as the music comes, if you can get off the phone and let me just say goodbye to everybody, Stefan, please. And I want to thank you for being a friend. You fill in when we need you. You have done a lot of other extra work for us, and you just are a real, real asset to radio, to health, and to helping people who are all over the world who because, you know, Stefan, I don't know if you know this, but 166 countries are involved with Gary Nolan and his work, not necessarily the radio show. More of the social media work, because Gary Null's all over the place. And for those of you that don't know who he is, check out GaryNull.com. N is Nancy, U-L-L. And check out this show. Now, here's my phone number now, so you can have it if you need to call me with ideas or thoughts. Tell me what you liked or didn't like about the show. My number, my name is Bobby Elias, 323-770-1925. And if you're not near a phone and you can't call PRN.FM, then you can call a number I'm going to give you now and hear the show, any of the shows on Progressive Radio Network. The phone number is area 712-432-7231. Let's finish up. Give me your final thoughts, Stefan, and I don't know how much time we have, but let's just try to wrap it up. Go right ahead.
Yeah, exactly, Bobby. It's really just an emphasis in emphasizing the fact that we have to surround ourselves with better people, as I mentioned earlier, and you are one of them. The way we met through the Raw Foods event, there are no mistakes in life, Bobby. We know that, and if we don't know this, we have to be aware of the fact that everyone that comes into our life, whether we see it as a positive or a negative at that exact time, is actually meant to be. And I've had debates on this saying, well, this bum came into my life, he wanted some change. Well, take a minute and talk to him or her and talk to that person. Get to know everyone that comes into your life in one way or another and be thankful for meeting them. Because meeting you at that event was through one person and another person, and then understanding and listening to your show for the past year about why we met and how we met and where we met. It's awesome to see how life works, and to never be, when something doesn't go our way, think about this. It didn't go my way. When we say it's my way, that's our ego talking, saying, I want this right now. I want it my way or no way. And if things don't go that way, we have to be aware that there are other ways for things to come about in our lives. And just as an example of the DUI, if I was still angry at that and still in jail, I would still be in jail, basically. I would be getting angry, getting drunk, getting vindictive. Instead, I consciously stopped everything and said, thank you for this event. Thank you for this happening. How can I grow? How can I learn? And that's one area where we all need to do it, especially at that young age of teenage time period, 15 to 25, high school, college transition, learning how to transfer our thoughts into leadership and not following. Don't be affected by those around us saying, you've got to do this, you've got to drink this, you've got to try this. Just say, I don't want to. This is who I am. If you don't like me, then so be it, and we'll move on. So just creating a better world and creating a better leader within is the key to life.
Great. Beautiful, beautiful. Don't go away. We're not through yet, because I'm just waiting for the music to come on in a few minutes, and we'll have to finish the show up. But
I can also mention something. On the website that I have, Barstool Knowledge, people kind of say, well, what's Barstool Knowledge about? And basically it's about I think he was about my age right now. He was 43 years old, and he was at a college bar. When I was in college, I was 21, 22 years old, and I met this old man I called. You know, back then I said, old man. I met him at a bar, and he talked to me about life and what he had been through and why he looked so ragged and run down. And he was warning me. He goes, kid, you have a lot of me in you right now. I can see it. And you better be careful, because the way you're drinking reminds me of how I was in college. And I didn't want to listen to him, but the more I went back to reorder another drink, to get another pitcher at that bar, I kept saying, wow, this guy's got a lot of knowledge. And he mentioned that word. He said, it's barstool knowledge, because I've been sitting here for so many years drinking so many beers. You better listen to me. And I thought it was funny, but about 10 years later when I ended up in jail, it was just like, oh, this is what he was talking about, and this is what happened to him. It made me become aware. So I put those thoughts and that whole story into a book called Barstool Knowledge, and also going to be doing more speaking events and helping you know, more mindfulness, awareness of what's going on in our lives when we're that young age, 15 to 25, and just being aware that we have to watch what's going in our body and what we're drinking, what we're smoking, what we're doing. And the biggest part you emphasize, Bobby, is who we're surrounding ourselves with, too.
Okay, very good. For our listeners, the next 2 weeks, there may be reruns on a lot of the shows on Progressive Radio Network. I'm going to try to do a show and send a pre-recorded tape to the show so that we can have a show. And I have some great ideas for people. We're going to continue, hopefully, talking about how to prepare for the new year, New Year's resolutions. And just so you know, this show is all about not only creating a better world through all the things that we're talking about today, but also about healthy aging. That's something that Gary Nolan has asked us to do, to talk about aging because it's so important. Some of the people on the shows are in their 50s and 60s and such, and because of that, we've got a lot of listeners in that age bracket. However, good news. The average listener to Progressive Radio Network is 34 years old. We have thousands of people coming on every day in this show. It's the fastest growing show around. It's the most progressive show around. It's absolutely the total best show in the world, Progressive Radio Network. And I'm making our show one of the best in the world. That's my goal. And with the help of the producers I'm involved with and great guests like Saban and Caesar and others, we're going to make this a great show so people can learn about health, about
healthy aging, Bobby. Like you said, putting fruits and vegetables in our body and seeing the difference. People say I look so much younger now at 43 than I did at 40 because I changed my dietary habits, everything. All the fruits and vegetables you're talking about are a huge part of it.
Right, exactly. And we talk about food, a vegan diet, raw food diet, vegetarian diet, or just heading that direction. A lot of people aren't exactly what I'm saying, but they want to get healthier, and they're learning through this show and through other shows, so and with Gary Null also. So I want to thank all the people that came to Pasadena for the showing of Poverty Inc., a great, great show, and I'll be talking to Gary Null about going up north to show the movie. Also, I want to let you know this show is all about a lot of things, exercise, the power of the mind, being grateful, also about civil rights, human rights, women's rights, animal rights. But we also genetically engineered foods that are in our system, on our food tables at all times. There's a lot of fights going on in civil rights, and we have a big, big task to make this a better world. So we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man, but you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in the winter wonderland. Over the ground lies a mantle of white, a heaven of diamonds shine down through the night. Two hearts are thrilling in spite of the chilling.